Last night, Wednesday, March 12th, the board and about 15 members of Southern Humboldt's Vocality Community Credit Union met at the Mateel Community Center for Vocality's final annual membership meeting. The agenda focused on counting the membership votes on the merger of Vocality with Community First Community Credit Union of Santa Rosa. Board Secretary Treasurer Janet Fitzgerald reported that 672 members, or about 8% of Vocality's more than 8,200 members, had voted. The votes were 94% in favor and 6% opposed to Vocality Community Credit Union merging with Community First CCU of Santa Rosa. Community First has 11 locations, 12 once Garberville is formally added. The others are in Fort Bragg, Ukiah, Lakeport, Clear Lake, Napa, Healdsburg, Guerneville, Sebastopol, Santa Rosa, and Novato. The accounts and loans of Vocality members are bringing about $120 million in assets to Community First, which will bring the total of Community First's overall assets to just under $1 billion at $955 million. Vocality customers should be aware that there are two Community First credit unions in the United States. The other is in Wisconsin and is not related to the California institution. The Northern California Community First Credit Union has the more abbreviated website address of comfirstcu.org. At the meeting, Pat Neighbors, CEO of Vocality, emphasized the name of Community First.
Beyond the branches, beyond the electronic services, they have the heart and soul that feels like us. And that was also back to fit and finish. We had a conversation with a lot of folks who said, yep, we're a credit union. We do this. We've got these things. Yay us. And then we go and have a conversation with Community First. And it's in their name. And that was one of the attractants. They live by the name Community First. And one of the beautiful things that came out of the discussions from all of the credit unions, I want to make a point to state, Community First was the only potential partner that put down in writing that they wanted to make sure Garberville hung out.
However, looking at the website, one must enter the word locations into the search bar on the ComFirst website to bring up its list of physical branch locations. At the meeting, Neighbors did remind members they will be getting better online banking services with ComFirst.
They have electronic services that are really, really robust. They have a very strong online banking product. They have very strong remote deposit with the phone, with their checks, or remote deposit capture program. They provide ACHs to their members. They accept ACHs from the members. They have a lot going that we continue as a small credit union to struggle with.
Neighbors also listed other services ComFirst offers that will be an improvement over the services Southern Humboldt's much smaller credit union has been able to offer.
So we well know we have a great checking account. They have multiple checking accounts to choose. Some of them are interest earning. And in today's marketplace, interest bearing is a beautiful word. They also have a vast array of loan products that we currently do not hold. They have a broader array of mortgage products available to our members.
The official transfer will take place over the weekend of June 1st. Members can expect their direct deposits to continue to reach their account after the transfer without any effort required from them. And members' debit cards, credit cards, and checks will continue to work after the merger. Scott Johnson, the CEO of Community First Credit Union, explained that automatic payments from your accounts will be the only issue members need to actively manage.
Yeah. So what'll happen is probably about a week before June 1st, the access on the Vocality side will become essentially read-only. So you'll have access to your Vocality online banking accounts to make sure that, you know, if there's five or six bills that you pay regularly every month, you'll want to make note of those because you'll need to do a one-time setup on the CFCU side after June 1st when you register with your new CFCU account credentials. And we'll call all of this out in the communications as best we possibly can. I think we can probably leave Vocality online banking up and read only for a while after June 1st. We'll have to talk through that. our goal, as Pat said, is to try to make this as seamless for you as possible. That being said, it is a merger of two financial institutions. So it's not like you snap your fingers and magically everything just works overnight, because it's extraordinarily complex and there's a lot of technology integration.
Meanwhile, members should expect to receive quite a lot of communication from Community First Credit Union beginning next week.
You will be receiving over the next weeks and months a lot of material from Community First Credit Union. Please make sure that you have, that we have your correct address, your correct email, your correct phone number, all of those things, because there will be a lot of communication coming to you from Community First as we proceed through this process.
And this is Kelly Lincoln reporting on the end of an era in Southern Humboldt for KMUD.